weeks later, the major bump started. I said,
did they just told them about?
I sure told them what the facts were, as I know.
That's what about the papers, did they the assholes aren't going to use that. I think that ought to be, I think the leak was acting on that they were a bust.
Yeah, well, that's, okay, that's...
Bring it on, would you like to do that?
How
did it go about it?
Well, I just said, indeed, report the Apple story back this morning, but, see, I didn't...
Apple said there was no story?
No, Apple said that, that the Dean report was an oral report transmitted to you by Ehrlichman.
Right.
Now, Ehrlichman will back that up.
He won't?
No, sir, which means we're looking at a problem, and a problem in the brain. So what I said is...
What the crash did Ehrlichman say then? He prepared the goddamn briefing book.
Wanted a complete investigation of this new term and no one in the White House was involved in a Watergate
matter. Did you make it also, did you also say that McGregor would do the same thing? You know, they have to have now.
Then, I said, there was no question whatsoever in the President's mind, in mine, that the investigation process was undertaken. And that the results provided to him were the results of the investigation. It showed that no one in the White House was involved in what we had. And I said constantly throughout the period of months that followed that then members of my staff had went out and checked with the counsel's office regarding message work, that at no time was there any indication from Mr. Dean that an investigation had not taken place. Indeed, there was reference to the fact that it had. And then no one was involved in the White House. They said, well, why wouldn't you say when we were asking you whether it was oral or written? I said, I had not seen it before. I followed the guidance from the counsel's office, and that's the guidance I was given to say. Well, actually, I didn't want to be the witness there.
You know, they're really the press is so hysterical.
Oh, yeah.
There's a guy in there responding to the city. slept struck out a law. You understand that? That's why Marshman first is a critical bridge danger. But that was the first time John Dean ever told me that.
Of course, I said, of course, it's 26, which is no problem, but I still had confidence in
him. Sure, but he was still prepared. I told him to go up with John and go up and prepare a goddamn report on this thing. I mean, you know what the hell was going on. I know that's the problem.
They did the CIA thing.
Oh, yeah. There, Bob and John, have got to take their lawyer. Well, the point is, they held it in my direction for the purpose of seeing what the CIA was involved in. Right. Now, I had the first thing to cover it.
That's right. But I can't get involved in an answer to a question like that. Like that.
He didn't do that. I think that's fine. They can't say that we did, but they held it in Elms and Morris to see if there was a CIA involved. Not for the purpose of a CIA cover-up. You see, what happened here is that Dean then took off on the cover-up thing. Did you think
so? Someone else.
Don't worry about mine. Of course they held the meeting in my direction.
But I didn't want to say that.
They weren't saying that. It would hurt me. Would it?
No. But in this environment, oh, and then they got in the press conference and I said, look, the president is fully aware of the fact that the press conference and they said, well, we should consider it because I want to hold the press conference every time I mean, they say something to jeopardize people. And I said, I can't say what you have done, but so, you know, that was the matter. I did. So, they just assumed.
You didn't tell them until after the elections.
I said.
After the grand.
Well, then, you see, when you say that, they said, well, that could be years or 5 or 6 grand. I said, well, that would make sure. Right. So. Mm-hmm.
See, that was so bad. So hospital efficient. Sure. Maybe we helped make them that way. That's our problem.
That's your problem. Apparently,
it's all wrong. That's our problem.
Yeah. No, you didn't do that.
Oh, yeah. But my point is, I don't think that we ought to harass you for over an hour.
Well, but I wasn't here for an hour. We were going through what he was on the campaign.
They won't credit them. They won't credit them.
They won't credit them.
Oh, yeah, they're friendly. All we're saying is just get out of this.
Thank you. concerned that the president's doing what the office administration and the commission even made public, that we considered that was very clearly against the national interest and therefore against the interest of America. There was a very real concern that would have an effect on the foreign policy initiatives that were being undertaken by the
government.
Agreed. And I just figured out
what they did, write it down. Is there another one here? Sure, tomorrow.
Starts in 2 months.
Good. Why don't you not read tomorrow?
I'll make that one tomorrow.
No. I still think the idea of Monday, Wednesday, Friday.
But I just don't want the word I'm working on it here and trying, yeah, to, trying to bring them back around to create the impression of openness and so forth.
Right.
I think we're succeeding. And I don't want them to feel that I'm running from here.
That's right. You can't this week.
Sure.
You can just say tomorrow because of the hearings. Well,
I think we'll have to bring them.
I guess so. But let's get to a point where we get, where you skip a day now.
Yeah, I agree.
And then eventually, I mean, regularly skip 2 days.
And, see, I put the man out there today. On that campaign record system. But they came and went to the council. Then Lennon is a guy who has, certain debate. But he couldn't answer questions. Which backs up what we're doing. And he made it clear, look, this is not the forum to respond to questions such as this. And I actually, my reason for having to go out there was to show that this is now just not an effort between the press secretary and the president.
Did they ask him about Watergate?
Well, yeah. But
why did they try to get him on?
He wanted just to
the president know and all that shit?
No. Just basically, he made hypothetical questions out there. As the lawyer, that this is not the forum to respond to questions like that. So that's right there.
We'll lay down, and we'll have ours later.
Sir.
Believe me, we will. Well, you're not worried now.
No, sir.
Damn it. This is the, we started the 6th, this is the 10th day.
That's right.
And by God, you see that crap in that box. I think it was concerned about me.
Well, I feel good. I thought I had.
Got it. You thought it was a bluff all along, didn't you?
We talked about that yesterday.
What the Christ was he in? This would get me. This bluff. This bluff?
Yes, sir.
This crap? Oh, but not that it was open. You mean now that they've seen it, they'll get it?
Well, the Senate committee voted unanimously
yesterday. I know that. Why? Because of the box?
Well, the impression is good. And that was on my scenario.
Oh.
But their lawyers probably created this, all of this public impression, that Dean had a lot of this good information to get him immunity so he can go before the Senate and spill as much as he knows, not about the president, but about the SEC and the and the war with the CIA contact agency. Go after Ehrlichman and Holman and get himself clear of the judicial process. That's got to be the shadow.
He's such a man.
Well, see, the Justice Department has to, as I understand now,
they should be. I'm sure we get across the impression.
Maybe I should ask him to come in and see what happens.
Yeah. But sometimes, when
stuff like that. Well, that's all there was. You had the same view there.
Well, there are more, but Jesus Christ, the New York Times on that part. Oh, well. Maybe you should.
Sure.